good morning, and welcome to Inside Agriculture. I'm Mick Kerr. It's the morning of March 26th, day number 3 of hopefully our last winter storm today. Everything's supposed to subside. The wind probably won't be going down or disappearing until much later today. Although blowing, drifting, poor visibility has been an issue, this storm, its bark was worse than its bite. Yesterday we told you about a juvenile goat in Minnesota that had succumbed to bird flu. Well, now dairy cattle are showing flu-like symptoms and lactating discolored milk. Two dairy farms in Texas and two in Kansas have tested positive for bird flu from milk and nasal swab samples from those sick cattle. Wild migratory birds are probably the source of infection. USDA issued a news release yesterday saying those farms have found dead wild birds on their property. The infections among cattle pose minimal risk to human food safety or milk supply and prices. Milk from sick cattle is being diverted or destroyed. Pasteurization, a heating treatment that kills pathogens, is required for milk involved in interstate commerce, greatly reducing the possibility that infected milk enters the food supply. The milk samples that tested positive were unpasteurized. The loss of milk from symptomatic cows too limited to have a major impact on milk supply at this early stage of the game should be no impact on the price of milk or other dairy products. Federal and state officials investigating primarily older cows in Texas, Kansas, and New Mexico. Iowa officials are also actively monitoring this evolving situation. American farmers might plant less corn than last year, but it will still likely be larger than what USDA previously anticipated, according to data from the March 2024 Farm Futures Grower Survey. Total corn and soybean acreage will likely vary minimally from last year, according to Farm Futures. Growers expect to plant 92.4 million acres of corn this year, down 2.3 million. Soybean acreage forecast expected to jump 2.4 million acres, just under 3% higher than last year's 86 million acres. It's almost a one-for-one trade-off between corn and bean acres from last year. If realized, that would bring the total corn and soybean acreage planted this year to 178.6 million acres, or the third largest combined corn-soybean acreage on record. Last year, farmers planted 178.2 million acres of corn and soybeans. Growers still anticipate USDA finding more winter wheat acres compared to last year. As expected, Prop 12 is having an impact on California pork prices. They're higher. In just over 6 months, pork sales have dropped. Data compiled by USDA's Office of the Chief Economist found pork prices in California 20% higher. This is Inside Agriculture. We're taking a break for the Tuesday morning markets.